Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ, week 8. Christ as the Feast of Tabernacles and as the Spirit flowing out of the believers as rivers of living water. Related verses. Hebrews 11 verses 1, 8 through 10, and 13. Verse 1. Now faith is the substantiation of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Verses 8 through 10. By faith, Abraham, being called, obeyed to go out unto a place which he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt as a foreigner in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, making his home in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the fellow heirs of the same promise. For he eagerly waited for the city which has the foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Verse 13. All these died in faith, not receiving the promises, but seeing them from afar and joyfully greeting them and confessing that they were strangers and sojourners on the earth. Revelation 21 verses 2 and 3. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will tabernacle with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Related reading. This is the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, the Jerusalem above, the holy city, New Jerusalem, which God has prepared for his people, and the tabernacle of God, in which God will dwell with men for eternity. As the patriarchs waited for this city, so we also seek it. This Feast of Tabernacles is a reminder that today people are still in the wilderness and need to enter into the rest of the New Jerusalem, which is the eternal tabernacle. Although the New Jerusalem will be solidly built with gold, pearls, and precious stones, it will be called a tabernacle. The New Jerusalem is the tabernacle for the remembrance of how the overcomers, before the consummation of the New Jerusalem in the Kingdom Age, were still living in tents. They were not settled yet. When they enter into the New Jerusalem in the New Heaven and New Earth, they will no longer be living in tents, but they will still call their eternal dwelling place the tabernacle in remembrance of what they experienced. The reality of the Feast of Tabernacles is a time of enjoyment in remembrance of how we experienced God and of how God lived with us. We lived in tents, and he lived in a tabernacle. Eventually, our Feast of Tabernacles will be the enjoyment of the New Jerusalem in the new heaven and new earth. That will be the real consummation of all the harvest of our experience of God. The Feast of Tabernacles, which was the last feast of all the feasts ordained by God for his people, was for Israel's enjoyment of the rich produce of the good land at its harvest time for their satisfaction. Christ is our good land with all its produce for our enjoyment and satisfaction. The Feast of Tabernacles was just a type of Christ as the reality. That feast did not satisfy them. So on the last day, the Lord cried out that whoever is thirsty and satisfied should come to him to drink for their real satisfaction. This indicates that the people who held the Feast of Tabernacles were not satisfied. The real satisfaction was to receive Christ and drink of him, so that they would not be not only satisfied, but also overflowing with rivers of living water. This overflow of the riches is the expressed riches, the fullness. Originally, all the riches were contained in God, but now they become our enjoyment to such an extent that they overflow to express the riches of our enjoyment to God. The New Jerusalem is called the Tabernacle, indicating that those who participate in the New Jerusalem are the real keepers of the Feast of Tabernacles for eternity, with full enjoyment and satisfaction. The word tabernacles in the title of the Feast of Tabernacles implies the thought of remembrance, that is, the Israelite keepers of the Feast of Tabernacles should remember that their forefathers dwelt in tents, tabernacles, in their wandering in the wilderness. Similarly, even the New Jerusalem is called the Tabernacle of God for the remembrance of the overcomers who dwelt also in tents in the first stage of the New Jerusalem in the Kingdom Age. The New Jerusalem will be consummated first to be the first fruits in the Millennial Kingdom as a reward to the overcomers, and then consummated finally to be in the new heaven and new earth as the full enjoyment of God's full salvation to all the perfected believers. This will be the real Feast of Tabernacles.